Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you joined me today because I want to talk about the real Jesus. And to do that, we turn to some very beloved and familiar passages found in the Gospel of John. John 1:9 says, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world." John tells us that there are three things about Jesus that we need to know. In the very opening chapter of his gospel, John states there are three ways to know Jesus in his fullness. One is he is the real Word of God. He's the real light of God and the real glory of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. John's main audience for his gospel was the Greek culture. That's why immediately he refers and identifies Jesus as the Word. And that, of course, that word referenced the Greek term logos. Greeks have been examining this concept of logos for centuries, and it was to them a concept that spoke of wisdom and knowledge and reason, something that they respected and looked up to and searched after very much, the meaning of life, the philosophy of human existence. Now John was challenging them. He says, "Do you really want to know the meaning of life? To understand why we're here? What is our purpose on this earth? The logos you search for is found in the literal Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the logos everyone searches and hungers after, even if they don't know it. You might seek knowledge, you Greeks, but logos, real, knowable wisdom in life, is only known and fully expressed in Jesus." Knowing Christ in all his fullness means more than knowing just theological truths about him. And those of you who walk with the Lord, you can understand what I'm saying. It means allowing the Lord to transform us into his likeness. It's not just how many facts we know, how many biblical, archaeological statistics we might be able to come up with, how much we could even quote the Word of God. No, it means allowing God's power, the work of his Spirit, which is resident in the Word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, to transform us into his likeness. We're not set free by a philosophy or an idea. It has to be a real power or agency. It's a person, and Jesus is the one. He is the God who sets us free, who heals and cleanses and guides us, not just as a one-time experience in salvation, but every day through our lives. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. The very word that John used to describe Jesus to the Greeks was real. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. That's 1:9, John 1:9. And that word, true, is from the Greek word aletheia. But John actually uses the Greek word athelinos, meaning real. And the Greeks thought logos was unknowable, but John was telling them something rather extraordinary. He was saying, guess what? God's not hiding himself. He came to earth to live among us. The mystery of God, as mind-boggling and staggering as it might be, has been revealed to you in the person of Jesus Christ. How exactly is this mystery revealed? Well, Jesus chooses to make himself known in that day through God's people, and in this hour to the world through his people, the body of Christ today. When John says Christ came to dwell in us, the verb he used means tabernacle. Jesus tabernacles in us just as God did in the Old Testament, his glory descending from heaven to dwell among his people. And he chooses, awesome as that concept is, he chooses to make his home in us. Our body is the temple of the living God, making us both individuals and congregations the very dwelling place of his glory. John, who told the Greeks, the Logos is more than information, more than mental assent to an idea. It is God himself coming to dwell within you. And as we see from the Word of God, the disciples themselves, John, we look at the life of Paul, John's brother James, they were the disciples of John the Baptist, Scripture tells us. And that fiery prophet, John the Baptist, he had a national following, and they were working in their father's fishing business, and they had acquired the name, Jesus gave to them that name, the Sons of Thunder. In other words, they were not wimpy, you know, bashful, shy men. They didn't back down from very much, but they experienced a transformation. This is who they were. But even after following Jesus for some time, do you remember when they wanted to pass through Samaria and the Samaritans wouldn't allow them? Well, they wanted to call down fire from heaven to destroy those who rejected Jesus. And decades later, in writing his gospel account, John spoke of the transformation that took place within him. He now saw himself as the beloved disciple. He was no longer a tough guy. He was telling the Greeks that Jesus was not just truth for head knowledge, but truth for transformation of the heart. And beloved, he is the only one who can do it. So many Christians feel that the more seminars they attend, the more books they read, the more information and knowledge they have about Jesus, that's going to somehow increase their spiritual walk. But unless their heart's not being changed, all that is unprofitable. Yes, of course, there's some importance and significance in learning and learning facts and knowledge and background and perspective and all that sort of thing. But unless we allow ourselves to be changed, all that is fruitless, it's profitless. Unless we have the love of God in our hearts burning, not only for God, for Jesus, for his people, for the unsaved, it's all unprofitable to us. He is the real light of the world. Do you sometimes feel that your life is no different from day to day by the work of his Spirit within you? You have to understand that Jesus has come to you, brother and sister, to transform you by his presence. And in that sense, the real word is not just information, but the living God who dwells in you. Jesus, who is also, he's the real light who illuminates and reveals all truth. There are a lot of different camps within the Christian church, and I have said publicly and stand, this is my ground. I don't align myself with any camp in the body of Christ. Unveil Christ Ministries, in its inception, is full gospel, but it's non-denominational. And how we are raised, the understanding we have of God, affects not only how we live out our lives, but it also affects how we view God. There are some believers who grew up in harsh, unloving homes or violent homes, and they're drawn to just a loving, gentle, meek and mild Jesus, a teddy bear Jesus, if you will. Others who grew up in homes that were chaotic, they want a God of order who gives them legalistic boundaries. But beloved, our upbringing can't determine the full picture of the real Jesus. His real word brings us real light. It shows us truth, which will set us free. And we have to be faithful to receive all that light, not just the light we want to see. John writes that when he saw the true light in Jesus, he knew it was real. The words he heard Christ preach and the works he saw him do satisfied his hunger and quenched his thirst. And that's when he and his brother stopped following John the Baptist and began following Jesus. And also, John writes in his gospel of Christ's real glory, "We have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." That's John 1:14. The Greek word for glory here is doxa. It's the source behind the doxology, the hymn that many churches sing in extolling God's manifold glory. Doxa is actually John's translation of the Hebrew word kavod, meaning weighty, substantive, intense, thick. And this is what dwells in every follower of Christ, God's weighty, meaningful, passionate glory. His glory, beloved, sets you apart from lightness, from self-interest, from easy believism. That's how the world knows you exist for God. You just don't serve a Jesus who wants to make you happy. You serve a real manly Jesus, who has the power to transform a life and make it meaningful and purposeful and fulfilling. And the bad news is this all opposes the glory of self. You know, when Jesus was taken to a high mountain and showed all the kingdoms of this world and their glory, that word is doxa. There are many glories in this world that call us to pursue them: reputation, affluence, wealth, influence. And the more we seek those glories, the less we receive of God's true glory, and the less of his glory shines in our lives. Sometimes our worship can lean toward showy performance and emotional experiences rather than extolling God's glory and knowing his full, weighty presence. John rightly places God's glory even before his grace. We have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John points out that grace and truth are contained within Christ's glory, and they proceed from it. Beloved, we can't live as if grace and truth are the stopping points, our end-all in our walk with the Lord. We are meant to go on to express Jesus, the real Jesus, in all of his glory. And that requires his transformation of us. May we be willing to accept that work. Don't let stop short, okay, of his glory. Don't let that happen in your life, beloved. Let's seek the real Jesus and receive the fullness of his grace and glory. Praise God. Lord, grant it in our lives. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today. If you have needs in your life, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. UCM Partners, I thank you for your faithful partnership. Radio family, I pray for you every day, as do my UCM partners. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.